solvent female friend refused to accompany her on a spur-of-the-moment trip to France. "I'm waiting for someone special to take me," the woman whined. This Lifetime movie fallacy shaped Paris's own philosophy toward travel. Be the someone special that takes you where you want to go. Not always does Paris travel alone, however. When she and her mom, aka Bev, explore the alleged energy vortex in Sedona, Arizona, they bravely cope with insects, heat, and pseudo-mystics. The essay asks, "Is the rock a croc?" By the end, we know what Paris thinks. Paris has a broad, self-deprecating sense of humor and a flair for physical comedy that recalls the late Lucille Ball, but she can do poignant as well as slapstick. In her moving, understated essay, How the French Do Sorrow, she shows a subtle, stirring exchange between two people. Like all her best pieces, the essay, My Lucky Safari, manages to be both hilarious and touching. I don't want to include spoilers, so I will keep my remarks vague, except to say that Paris teaches a great deal about the tension between anticipation and reality. A dynamic that colors the beginning of every trip. The sky is never as blue as it looks on the travel poster, but to the true traveler, a traveler with the taste and soul and moxie of Paris, this is the point. Maybe, she writes, the best